Isaiah 53, verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Let's pray. O Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this passage about the Lord Jesus Christ, the suffering servant. Help us to see him in this passage. We thank you that he was crucified for our iniquities and he was raised for our justification, and that was according to your sovereign plan and purpose. Help us to know this and to believe this and to understand just how much his death accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're continuing in a series, a long drawn out series on Isaiah 53, which is a passage that's all about Jesus, the suffering servant of the Lord. And here in this verse 10 focuses on what Jesus' death accomplished. We know that it wasn't an accident. We know that his death was part of God's purpose, God's sovereign plan. And verse 10 even says that very clearly in the beginning when it says that it pleased or it was God's purpose to bruise him. But what did it accomplish? What difference does Jesus' death make in our lives here today? Well, this passage gives three things that are different because of his death. First, a seed, a resurrection, and a reign. First, seed. Isaiah 53 says, he shall see his seed. The Bible teaches that all of those who believe in Jesus are his spiritual seed. Hebrews 2:13 actually quotes Jesus as saying this, here am I and the children whom God has given me. And it goes on to say, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Psalm 22 says that a seed shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. Hebrews 12 tells us that Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. What was the joy that was set before him? It was the joy of seeing his seed, of bringing many sons to glory. And Jesus will see seed that will be a vast multitude of people from every tribe and tongue and nation whom he has redeemed. Revelation 5 gives us a picture even now of the worship that's happening in heaven. And it shows us what that's like. It shows us a worship service where it's Jesus' seed are praising him. And they say this, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And each Lord's Day, we get to gather and join in with that heavenly worship, and we get to gather as Jesus' seed and to worship and praise him. And that seed is going to keep growing and growing and growing through time until it grows into a great multitude from every tribe and every nation. So Jesus' death accomplished one of that purposes was that he would see his seed. But secondly, not only was there a seed, but also a resurrection. Verse 10 says, he shall prolong his days. In this passage, it's very clear that Jesus would die. Isaiah said that. In verse 9, he said, they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich at his death. And Jesus died when he was only about 33, and without having any physical descendants. And that was a young age. And yet, this passage says he would prolong his days. And how could that be? Well, it can be because he did not remain dead. He rose triumphantly from the dead. And he lives to never die again. Revelation 1:18, he says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of Hades and of death. And Jesus' resurrection is the guarantee that all of those who believe in Jesus one day will be raised from death to life. Thirdly, there's a reign. Verse 10 says that the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. After the resurrection, Jesus ascended to the right hand of God in heaven, and he is now reigning there, carrying out the Lord's will, the Lord's pleasure. That the Lord's purpose and his pleasure is prospering in his hand. That purpose is described in the Great Commission, where you're told that to go and make disciples of all nations, but that is possible because God's purpose is to bring the nations to know him. And that purpose is going to succeed. Isaiah 42 says, he will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Psalm 22, 27, and 28 says, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation shall worship before you, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. 1 Corinthians 15 says of Jesus that he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. So what did Jesus' death accomplish, and what difference does it make? It makes all the difference in the world. Jesus has a numerous seed of people that he has redeemed by his death on the cross. He has also risen from the dead, and all of those who believe in him will rise eventually at the end, physically as well. And he is also reigning. There is his reign where he is carrying out the Lord's will, and that will succeed. And he empowers us as his seed to carry out his commission to make disciples of the nations. And now, at this table, he offers life and communion to us as his seed. But if you are not trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then don't come to this table lest you eat and drink judgment. But if you are trusting in him as your Lord and your Savior, if you are his seed, if you are submitting to his reign and trusting in his resurrection, then come to this table in faith. Let's pray. Our Lord Jesus, we thank you for enduring the shame and the curse of the cross because of the joy that was set before you. We thank you that your death is not in vain, but that it has accomplished, made all the difference in the world. We thank you that you will see your seed, and we thank you for redeeming us. We thank you that we get to be part of that great multitude from every tribe and nation that praises you. And we thank you that you have prolonged your days. We thank you that you have risen from the dead victorious, and that we who believe in you, though we die, will live. We thank you for your reign, that the pleasure of the Lord is prospering in your hand, that your kingdom is spreading through the earth, and that of the increase of your kingdom and of peace, there will be no end. Help us to come to your table, believing in you and trusting in you. In your name we pray. Amen.